1494 2AY. You are on the Weekender with Kev Poulton, and as we do at the start of each month, we check in with Business Wodonga Neil Aird, the CEO. How are you for the start of May, Neil?
I am excellent, thanks, Kev. And we're actually starting to think about recovery and what we need to do there.
Yeah. So what are, I guess, the business community in Wodonga, what are they looking forward to being a part of as we sort of continue? Because we've seen them all really rapidly change shape of how they go about business and deliver to customers and things like that. What's that recovery sort of look like?
Yeah, and we're not 100% sure, but what started us thinking was we're a business Wodonga, and we're wondering what steps we could take for improvement and really to get us started quick as possible on the road to recovery when the restrictions are starting to be lifted. And so we had a range of different questions, and some of them are like, you know, when could these restrictions start to be eased in Victoria? We know New South Wales have made a tentative step. What are the possible stages of the removal of the restrictions? Because that's going to take a bit of time too. We started to think how long until all the restrictions are lifted and, you know, we've got complete freedom again as we had before. And that could be not until a vaccine's found, which, you know, could take another year and a half. And then when that happens, what might things look like then?
And who's you know, around, who's weathered the storm and all those things will obviously change as we go, won't they?
Yeah, and it's so many unknowns in that, so we really want to explore some of those in a bit of detail. And also, you know, as you just intimated, the economy is going to be different. So how different will it be is what we're thinking. Have you given any thought to how you might see the community after this pandemic?
Well, and that's the thing, you can't. And whilst as just an everyday consumer, you're waiting for some sort of speculation about what that next bit of relief is, it's even tougher for, I guess, you guys to strategically plan for the whole business community of Wodonga.
That's right. That's so true. And so what we were thinking was, let's take control here. How can we drive these changes? And how can we make, so when the recovery starts to happen, how can we make sure things are better? Because we don't want to go through all this and then go back to the same old, even though some of that was good. But let's really improve it. And there were some great things happening. Let's build on those great things. So with that in mind, we thought we'll run a business forum which will focus on recovery. And, of course, we'll be doing it over Zoom. We've called it Quick Off the Blocks, Wodonga Business Recovery Forum.
That's a great name.
When restrictions start to be lifted, we want our community, our business community, to be ready to jump in and start making changes and setting things up for the next steps. And you were right before, a lot of businesses have been quite innovative and creative in the way they've thought about how they deal with this crisis. And I'm hoping that thinking will continue on and that we really do drive some significant change for the better for us.
Well, I think we've all found areas of benefit at times through working from home and things like that. We've also found the frustrations and the isolation challenging and what have you, but even businesses are looking at how they utilise their staff base throughout this recovery as well.
That's right, and so we'll see changes in all those areas, and it's going to be quite far-reaching, I think. Mm. With this Zoom forum, we're going to have Susan Benedike, a chair, and she runs groups of Zoom meetings with 80 people or more at times. So I'm confident she'll really drive the discussion at the forum so we get some great ideas. We've also got some sensational leaders involved, some as far afield as Melbourne. We've got Paul Gura from the Victorian Chamber. He's the CEO there participating, and he works with the Victorian government. on a regular basis, particularly around this the crisis recovery and that type of thing. So his input's going to be significant. Plus all the, not all, but a lot of the great business leaders we have in Wodonga here, small, large businesses, right across all the industry sectors. Industry representative bodies, so we're really looking forward. It's going to be held over two sessions. The first one will explore the ideas and the themes and the possibilities, and then from that, Business Wodonga will draft up these ideas and try to put it into some sort of plan of action. And then the second meeting will look at those and really determine what are we going to do. And that'll be in about 3 weeks' time. Hopefully we've got all the answers to all of the world's problems.
Well, I know there's a lot of sporting codes. There's lots of people hanging off this sort of May 11 date to see what announcements are made following National Cabinet. So it sounds like you'll fall pretty in line with that as well. And if people want to know about this upcoming event and to keep a track of what sort of ideas come out of it, businesswodonga.com.au, the best place to head to. And Neil Aird, the CEO of Business Wodonga, we'll check in again next month.
Can I just throw in one more thing too?
Yeah.
If people can't make the forum or would like to contribute to the forum, just go on our website, see the email address and send us your thoughts, because I want to get as broad a range of ideas as possible.
Yeah, some great advice there. So, businesswodonga.com.au for all the details. We'll talk next month, Neil.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kev.